Secretary Sean Donovan says there's surprise good news in the annual budget. Congress is giving HUD a bit more money for some programs.
Two lessons I would take. One is that where we've actually been able to show not just that programs are successful, but that it actually saves money in the long term, we've been able to really get bipartisan support behind those programs.
For example, he says Congress gave the agency more money to prevent homelessness because HUD showed the program was saving money in the long run. Housing is cheaper than the alternative, whether it be people living in the streets, jails, or shelters, and needing more resources to piece their lives together. HUD partnered with the Department of Veterans Administration to implement homelessness programs targeted at vets, something that resonates with lawmakers and the public. That type of interagency collaboration has helped HUD cope with a generally dismal economic picture.
Our green retrofit goal was a goal in partnership with the Department of Energy. Our veterans homelessness goal was a joint goal with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Our foreclosure goal, joint goal with the folks at Treasury. So what's been remarkable to see is the way that that has been very powerful in aligning our efforts.
Donovan says the other agencies are advocating for HUD programs rather than competing for dollars. He spoke to federal managers at the Excellence in Government Conference in Washington. He may seem an unlikely choice for keynote speaker. Even Government Executive Magazine, which hosted the conference, has written that HUD is long known to be the, quote, poster child for scandal-ridden, dysfunctional bureaucracy. But Donovan is trying to straighten out the agency by setting its top goals and building alliances around them.
Too often in government, we don't know what success looks like. It's dumb in some ways. It's incredibly simple, but it's incredibly powerful to just say, let's all agree on what success looks like, and let's set a specific target that can organize not only internally everyone on the team to be focused in the same direction, but actually it really helps to organize other agencies that you work with, and even advocates and others that work in it.
In quarterly reviews, Donovan and program managers pick apart the data on the programs. He says it took a long time to agree on how to use that data because it's not always accurate, and staff wanted to be held accountable only for things in their control. Donovan says he's told them not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good and has dedicated resources to making that data more reliable. He also emphasizes that his neck is in the game, too.
Folks around that table have to believe that if there is a barrier to their success, that I'm going to make a change in that, that I'm going to take resources, that I'm going to be focused, and that the senior team is going to be focused on fixing that. Because at the end of the day, if this is all about accountability for them and not accountability for me as the leader of the agency, it's going to fail.
Even without today's budget and political pressures, employee morale has been notoriously low. Year after year, HUD scores poorly in the employee viewpoint survey conducted by the Office of Personnel Management.
We clearly heard that training and creating career ladders at HUD was a big challenge and something we weren't doing well. So even in tough times, we doubled our training budget. We created a whole new focus, a new HUD Academy for Workforce Learning.
HUD ranked second to last in the recent best places to work in the government. Donovan admits it will take years to climb that ladder. But the agency showed improvement over last year in training, teamwork, effective leadership, and strategic management.
The things we focused on last year, we moved the needle. Our big focus is going to be on performance, or one of our big areas of focus is going to be on performance management this year, because we're not doing a good enough job doing that. We've created HUDstat. We've created, I think, a performance management system for the agency. We haven't connected it yet the way we need to the performance management system on an individual basis.
The agency's senior executive service members are leading the way. Donovan says they didn't think they were being held accountable for the right thing, so he had them come up with a new performance management system.
They said, you know what? This can't be just about individual performance. There have to be some things that if the agency doesn't succeed as a whole, we don't succeed. And so what they agreed was if we didn't score high enough on collaboration in the employee viewpoint survey, not a single SES was going to get an outstanding. Not one.
Donovan thought that system might be too harsh, but he says senior executives insisted they be allowed to set an example for the rest of the agency. Government Executive Editor Tim Clark shared the podium with Donovan and asked him whether it was discouraging to be a public servant today.
People's pay is under attack. There's talk of of furloughs. There's talk of layoffs and some buyout programs are happening. The very concept of government is under attack in certain quarters of our society, the very foundations of it. So as these people here in our audience go to work every day, how would you counsel them to think about public service and about what they do for the American public day to day?
Donovan reminisced about working at the World Trade Center following the September 11th terrorist attacks. He was a city official then, cleaning up the debris alongside firefighters searching for survivors.
The irony is, at a time when perhaps we are least appreciated in the federal government, is the time that the American people actually need us most. And so we cannot get discouraged. We cannot let the slings and arrows and the anger that people feel, we cannot take it personally.
He says an I Love HUD campaign has helped remind his agency staff about why they work there. Employees have made YouTube videos to share their stories. At the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.